It's showtime.
Welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name's Jake Scheidel. It's a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today? Week three of quarantine.
Week three. We're still on lockdown. Survivor quarantines. It's the one that JT... QT quarantine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, that's funny. yeah, quarantines. Everybody's favorite season. With Coach, JT, Fishbuck. Everybody loves that season. But you know what? JT is not on this current season, even though he is a winner. He is not one of the winners at war. Thomas, did you watch Survivor Winners at War last night?
Generals gathered in their masses.
I did watch it.
Man, what a great season this is.
It's a very good season. I wish that the reward were coming under better circumstances, but like it does at least feel good that like we got a good season of Survivor for it. Maybe
can you
down
imagine
for good.
If we were watching Island of the Islands while we were in quarantine?
That'd be so
miserable.
I'd be
every
so mad.
Fucking day
I'd be like, I hope Survivor never comes back.
Well, it might not. So
yeah. So honestly, maybe it would have been better. I would have been better prepared for it not to
honestly,
come back.
Honestly. I feel like if this is the final season of Survivor, it's the perfect season to go out on.
Yeah, honestly.
20 years, 40 seasons, crowning the overall champion of the entire show in the last season.
Something to be said for going out on a high note.
Yeah, that's good. I really hope that doesn't happen because they have not cast
yeah,
me
I would
yet,
like,
but...
I would like for there to be more, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is. You've only seen like a third of it. So
that's true. I could just go back and watch old seasons.
Yes. This episode was called We're in the Majors. How are you feeling about that episode title, Thomas?
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I assumed it was
sports
when
metaphors.
I saw the title that this would be the merge episode, but in fact was not. It was a Boston Rob quote. We start off on the edge. Sandra arrives and then immediately leaves.
I enjoyed that. Sandra, I mean, she wasn't going to win the challenge, so I totally understand why she'd be like pack it in at that point. Like, this just doesn't play to her strengths.
Right.
She's got nothing to prove either, you know? She's already won twice.
Yeah, she won. I'm bad at math, but I think this is right. 10% of the first 20 seasons of the show.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. That's math for you. Sandra says, I got voted out and it's my time to go. Wow, what a concept, Jeff Probst. Apparently she was very against any sort of twist like this.
That makes sense.
The rumor is like producers begged her to not leave. It's like, nope, sorry. Over at Cele, Yule is upset with Wendell for offering to make a deal with Parvati. Wendell apologizes to Michelle for not voting with her, and then Yule and Michelle discuss taking out Wendell. I did not love this. because Wendell was my guy in pre-merge, and I did not like that he was the target for much of this episode. I'm sure you felt a similar way about Yule.
Yeah, how about you keep crying about getting exactly what you wanted?
I did. It's like when Karishma stared at the camera, remember? Reddit? Mm-hmm. Oh, Thomas. I've been very active on Survivor Reddit since this all started.
Oh, good.
Yep, so I'm becoming radicalized. I'm going to be an incel in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I hate that Survivor allows women to be on there.
Right now I'm a volcel in that I'm voluntarily not sleeping with my roommate.
You're gonna be a family court guy.
Is like a guy who watches Family Court or a guy who appears on Family
no,
Court?
No, a guy who's like the family court system exists to embarrass and oppress fathers.
Oh my god. I was like just, you know, perusing Reddit and like it suggested like a men's rights.
Of course it's Reddit, of course it did.
And I was like, what did I search for?
You were on Reddit. You were on Reddit. That's why. It's not any more complicated than that.
I bring it up because I did get like 50 upvotes on a comment.
See, you're already becoming an you know, big time power Redditor.
I think the Redditors on Survivor Reddit hate me. Because one, it's Reddit, and two,
I mean, that's true. Yeah, you're on their turf.
I make incredibly specific Brant Steel seasons and then post it and go like, guess what the theme is, and everybody goes, I have no fucking idea, this makes no sense. Like, well, that's on you, it's not my fault.
Yeah, too bad.
Like, I did one where I did like the four elements from Avatar. And I was like, okay well,
yeah, no, I can see why they don't like you.
It's like, who had like a fiery, who was watery, who was the other two? And people didn't like it. Only one person like got kind of close.
I can't believe that the people weren't positively responding to that.
I woke up the next morning and the moderators had deleted my post.
Yeah, all right, I'm into it.
Anyway, Michelle gave Wendell one of Parvati's fire tokens, but doesn't want to see him move forward in the game. Over at Edge, Ethan is struggling and nervous that his cancer will come back, and he is out there. Well, he is out there, and he will not know that it has come back. This was a very sad scene.
Yeah, it was.
But Parvati was very nice and encouraging. I don't know how you can ever watch a scene with Parvati and not fall further in love with her.
Parvati's great. We all love Parvati.
They all go searching for four fire tokens that are hidden on the island. Tyson finds one, and then Rob finds the other three, but doesn't tell anyone. That's fine. I don't know.
I thought this was kind of fun. That he pretended like, oh, I got super winded and I couldn't find them because I ran out too fast, and then he actually got three. The juxtaposition of Tyson being like, Rob's an idiot, and then I got one of them but we can't find the other ones, and Rob being like, I got the other three, it was kind of fun. Because it did make it seem like, oh, Rob, typical overconfidence, and then it was like, oh no, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, I can't deny that Rob is good at this game. I find him annoying. Like, every time I go into an episode, I'm like, all right, gotta like this legendary player that everybody or Jeff loves. And just every time, I don't know, he just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why.
No, I understand.
Speaking of running, though, over on DeKal, Tony shows off how good at running he is.
Oh my god, this was great.
I love... Like, they're playing so much with, like, the parallelism of heroes versus villains, you know, and that's just, I just love that, because that's one of the best seasons. Do you think this will surpass Heroes versus Villains by the end? I mean, it's way too early to tell, but
I think it's a little too early to say, but it could. Heroes versus Villains was very good throughout the whole thing, so
I think this has been a lot to live up to.
Well, yeah, but we're like not even halfway through right now. I'm just saying there's a lot of race left to go, you know.
Sure. Kim is worried about the merge over on Yara. Everybody goes looking for the idol. Adam thinks Sarah has it, but isn't telling anybody. But actually, Sophie has it. I'm worried about Sophie and Sarah and Tony in the merge. I think they're going to be very powerful.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with some developments at the end of the episode, they could potentially have another person. Latching onto that alliance.
Well, we'll have to tune in to find out. At the immunity challenge, they have to carry a large saucer of water and then do a puzzle. I think this is my least favorite challenge of all time.
Yeah.
Certainly
not my favorite.
I was having very visceral reaction or memories, I don't know, of the when they did it on David versus Goliath and like Nick's hands got all ripped up. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I hated that so much. This also appeared in One World, then again in Worlds Apart, and then again in David versus Goliath. I do like that this challenge has appeared in two of the worst seasons ever and two of the best seasons ever.
Yeah, only there for the highs and the lows and nothing in between.
Yes. Oh, I did not write down what it was called, so we're going to skip your least favorite segment this week.
Oh, no. Sorry.
It had a really dumb name, though. Yara wins.
I'm sure
it did. The call took second. What?
I said I'm sure it did.
Oh, yeah. I think it might have been called, like, Dear Liza or something like that. It's like, why? Who comes up with these names? What tribe is Wendell on? Sele, right. So Wendell is trying to call over Jeff, because remember in Ghost Island when he won the challenge, but Jeff didn't call, he didn't call Jeff over in time? So now
I do remember
to,
that.
That was infuriating. This challenge made me mad for so many reasons. Over on Sele, Nick is mad at Wendell for losing the challenge. Wendell and Michelle agree to vote with each other. Here's my prediction for Final Tribal Council. Wendell and Michelle will both make it, and Michelle will beat him by one vote. Because remember?
I think Michelle would beat him easily, because Wendell's being like a surly dickhead all the time.
Yeah, that's true. But also, we'll see what happens.
I suppose we will.
Once this quarantine is over, can ESPN hire me to be a sports analyst?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty good game so far. We'll see who scores more points in the second half.
The classic John Boyce, it will be interesting to see who will win analysis.
I'm just rooting for a good game, you know? I'm going to start a sports show, a sports talk show, and that's what it's going to be called. Just rooting for a good game. Yule presents Nick and Michelle with a plan to get Wendell's fire tokens after they vote him out. He says that he wants one fire token for his plan, which makes Nick uneasy. What do you think about a Nick, Wendell, and Michelle final three?
I don't think it'll hold. I think alliances this early typically do not hold that long.
You say that, but remember Nick's first season, David versus Goliath. He was on a tribe before. They voted one person out, and then those three people made it all the way to the final three.
Nick had agreements with like 10 other people, though. Like, that does not count.
It does. Why doesn't that not count?
Because he wasn't actually committed to anything.
He was committed to winning, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, so did Mike, so did... Well, Angelina kind of got dragged there because everyone hated her. But now, see, Wendell is Angelina, Nick is Mike, and Michelle is Nick. And that's not confusing at all.
Yeah.
Michelle tells Nick that she will vote however he's voting. And then before Tribal, Michelle talks about her winning in Koh Rong and says, I deserve it this time, and I deserve it. I deserved it that time. Man. They always put these quotes in around this time where it's like, oh, this person might win, and I get really excited because, like, what a great line from the winner. And then they get voted out at, like, six. It's like,
yep.
Why'd you tease me like that, Survivor? Oh, is Rob going
to
win?
They love to tease.
I do love to be teased, I have to admit. Okay, let's talk about these wildlife shots. Alive. There was an egret, there was a praying mantis, there was a mud crab, or some other kind of crab, I don't know. There's so many different types.
Was it actually called a mud crab? I have to know.
Yeah, that's the name of it. There are four recognized species of mud crabs around the world. This one in particular can be found in Asia and the Pacific Ocean. Why is mud crab so funny to you?
No, mud crabs are like a animal and like not particularly strong enemy in the Elder Scrolls games, in like Oblivion and Skyrim.
Oh,
and NPCs
sure.
Talk about them sometimes, so it's like, I saw a mud crab the other day. Disgusting creatures.
Yeah, no, they're real animals.
Or,
I mean, they have
I fought mud crabs
games.
More fearsome than you.
Man, Skyrim's so good.
Oblivion is better because it's dumber.
I don't want dumb. I want only smart
games.
Well,
that's what I want. Oblivion exists in a universe where there is a constant gas leak and NPCs don't forget what they're doing after 3 seconds. and we'll have the same conversation with each other like 10 straight times. It's the best. I love
that is
it.
Very
and there's
funny.
Like three voice actors in the game, so it's all the same voice actor talking to each other. God, Oblivion is the best. What a stupid fucking game.
I love it.
The best thing about Oblivion is that it was like super, I don't know that any game has had a shorter shelf life in terms of being like cutting edge when it came out. Like I remember playing it when it came out at a friend's house and his PC could actually play it, and I was like, man, I've never seen graphics like this before. Mm. And then like 2 years later, it's like, this looks like shit.
Mm-hmm. When did that come out? Like,
2005.
2005? Yeah, that makes sense. I remember...
Man, what a game.
I remember at one point in high school, in the late 2000s, playing like Tony Hawk Pro Skater for like PS2 or something, and our friend Shannon coming over and being like, wow, these graphics are incredible. And it was like, this game's like 15 years old.
I believe we were playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 for the Xbox, and it was like, this is an old game. Like, I mean, cool, but...
Yeah. It's great. I love video games.
The crazy thing about that, Jake, is at the time, that game was probably like 6 years old, and Oblivion is like 15 years old now.
Okay. I did tell you about how I had to drink some Alka-Seltzer before calling you, so now I feel extremely old.
Well, you remembered what it was called at least now, so you got that going for you.
Well, it's not actually Alka-Seltzer. That's why I didn't call it that before. It's just like the Walgreens brand.
But it's just called Alka. It's like...
It's not Pop-Tarts.
It's like if you were using it's like Puffs Band-Aids. Or whatever and you called it Kleenex, nobody would be like, I think you'll find that it's a tissue.
It is a tissue, though. You're right. It is a tissue. You know what tissues are good for? Cleaning the mud off your crabs. The mud crab can grow up to 20 centimeters wide. They're a greenish-blue with yellowish-orange fingertips because they love Cheetos.
Disgusting creatures.
We hate them. They live in rocky areas and reefs and mangroves. Man, this morning looking these up, I looked at a bunch of pictures of mangroves.
Just trying to stay away from the wife and my mangrove. No women allowed.
Mangroves are so cool. Have you seen a mangrove?
Yeah, dude. I have
they're really cool.
I have like a framed jersey in there. And I can drink as much beer as I want.
So funny.
I've got a sign up that says no nagging.
Mud crabs are incels. That's a fact. At Tribal Council, Yule explains the importance of fire tokens. Wendell says, just because I know Michelle. So, well, Yule was explaining the importance of fire tokens. It was fairly clear that Yule would be going home. But I remember in the preview for the season, him saying like that line about the duplicity or whatever. I don't remember the actual line. I don't actually read anything when I go on Reddit. I just look at the words. It adds another layer of duplicity. I think that was the line.
Yes.
And I was like, he hasn't said it all season. And then as soon as he said it, I was like, all right, guaranteed Yule's going home then. Because otherwise, why would that be in the preview? Wendell says, just because I know Michelle outside the game doesn't mean I want to sit next to her. And then Michelle says, I love every single one of these boys. And then they vote. Yule votes for Wendell, and everybody else votes for Yule. Are you upset?
I mean, I was a little, I got my hopes up a little bit when Wendell got drawn second there. I was like, oh, maybe they'll go for after Wendell. Mm-hmm. I thought personally that was the better move, but that's just me.
Why do you say that?
I think Wendell is much more likely to go into business for himself. I understand them being like, well, Yule is going to control the game if we stay with him. But, like, mm-hmm. Wendell is much more likely to stab you in the back.
I mean, yeah, he's admitted it to everyone's face.
So I don't know why you would trust him. I don't think it was a wrong... I don't think it was a bad move to get rid of Yule. Like, he's a strong player, and he was the one in charge of the Alliance.
I would have done the same thing they did. Like, I know Wendell's, like, annoying and will probably turn on them at some point, but like Yule is just better at the, like, he's thought about every situation.
He is very good at the game.
He's so smart, and that's a huge issue in the game of Survivor. Yeah. Only
he could very easily come back. He could very easily come back.
Well, I don't know. That edge looks real strong.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good players there, but
yeah,
but not the strongest. Anyway, you know, Sandra. I mean, I'm glad he at least held out till close to the merge, because we're almost there.
We are indeed. You want to hear what my mom had to say about this week on Survivor?
What did your mom have to say?
She sent me 4 texts, which is a lot for this season. Usually it's 0 to 1. My mom does not like returning player seasons.
Apparently not.
Just give other people a chance to play.
That's really funny that this is the season that your mom's like, I don't want to talk about it, versus the last, like, 3.
I know. So she says, I watched it a few nights ago, and I'm trying to remember what happened. Did Yule get voted out? I think Boston Rob is annoying. How could he have found 3 of the fire tokens and no one else found any? Seems suspicious to me.
Tyson found one.
I know. And what are they going to do with those fire tokens?
I like that your mom is suspicious of the fire tokens. What are they doing with them?
It's so funny.
I want answers.
Because it was like, every other one was about a specific thing that happened in the show, and then there's one text in the middle that's just a single question. Like, what is going on with this? And then the final text, I'm rooting for Denise. I also like Sophie and the other girl. Is she a cop? Can't remember her name. And then she says, I can't stand Michelle's voice. So we're going to have to get her on so we can talk about that. Because
haters all around, Jake. Everybody dragging down your favorite player.
I don't hate Michelle. She's not my favorite player.
I don't hate Michelle.
Really? Because you literally just said there were a lot of haters. I assumed you were
referring to myself as a hater because I didn't want her to win the season that she won. But I like Michelle just fine.
It's been 5 years. Give it up. Give it up for Michelle Fitzgerald. Second 2-time winner in Survivor history. You heard it here first. Okay. It's clear who I'm picking at the merge, I think, but first, we have to get through our points that we won in the pre-merge, Thomas. Last week, you had 24 points going into the episode. You got a point for Jeremy surviving. Did not get a point for Yule surviving, obviously. You got a point for Yara winning immunity and for Yule going to Edge of Extinction. So you're now at 27 points. There was apparently a reward challenge. They just didn't air it. Guess what that reward actually was?
Oh, man.
Remember last pizza? Week? You had said pizza, and they're like, no, it's actually going to be coffee. Apparently, it was actually pizza.
God damn it. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
I mean, what is, if they didn't even air it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're at 27 points now.
At least I know not to say pizza now, because they already did it.
Yeah, true. Going into this week, I had 27 points. Got a point for Denise surviving, point for Wendell surviving, and a point for Yule going to Edge of Extinction. So I'm now at 30 points.
Do we have to subtract a point for both of us because Sandra did not actually go to Edge of Extinction?
I see what you're saying. Well, no, because, like, she did go to the Edge of Extinction at the end of last episode. She just left immediately. And also, that was last week. And we already calculated the
points. I think we could take 1 point away from both of us. It's not going to affect the game at all. I think it's just...
Okay,
I don't think that you can say that Sandra went there. Like, she left at the beginning of this episode.
Okay. Okay, fine. You're now at 26 points. I'm at 29 points. That's how old I am now. And I drink Alka-Seltzer for fun.
And I'm 26, so...
You're not 26. Don't lie to me.
Never had to drink Alka-Seltzer in my life.
Well, that's fucking great.
And I never will.
Okay, who is going to be your person in the merge? Do you need the list of everybody who's still in it? Or do you have somebody in mind already?
It's tough.
I know.
Tough one.
You might have to say who's to say.
Who is to say? That
is
a good point.
Who is to say? It's impossible to say at this point.
Hard to say. I'm torn between two people.
Whomst?
Jeremy and Sophie.
I think those are two very strong picks. Oh, and we also need to pick who's coming back from Edge. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I'll pick Jeremy. I like Jeremy, and I would like to see him succeed.
Yes, I would like that as well. I'm going to go with my girl, Michelle Fitzgerald.
Sure.
One of only four people in this cast that were born in the 90s, so gotta support our babies. The others are Sophie, Nicholas, and Radom. Who's coming back from Edge?
I'm going to say Natalie. I think it would be kind of fun if she was the first person to go and then came back.
I mean, I want to pick somebody else just for, like, the game, but it's got to be Natalie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's just the strongest physical player at this point. Like, Tyson is very strong, too, but yeah. He's old now. He's, like, 40, and I think Nat's, like, in her early 30s. And a fucking CrossFit trainer. Like, how do you... If it's not Natalie, it'll be Tyson or Parvati, I think.
Yeah, it would be fun to see Ethan come back from it, but I don't think
I would love to see Ethan come back. I think Ethan will come back in the second returning challenge, depending on who gets voted out again, obviously. But I could see Nat coming back this time, and then at final six or seven or however they do it this time, Ethan, because what a story that would be. They're focusing so much on him for him to not have a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I could see them also doing that just because people like Ethan and he got voted off early enough that they're like, well, we still want to spend some time with him.
Yeah, that makes sense too. There's usually not a reward challenge at the merge, so I think we'll say what kind of food and or drink will be at the merge feast. And this one's an easy point because they eat, like, literally everything.
They eat a lot of food.
They eat so much food.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there is going to be soft drinks at this.
That's good. I'm going to say there's going to be deviled eggs.
Okay, wow, all right.
I'm not going to say that. That's a terrible guess.
Yeah, that certainly would be something you could do.
I do want... Oh, maybe I'll make some deviled eggs later today. Nothing else going on. Well, that's not true. I just started a very big project that's going to take a long time.
I'm going to switch mine to hamburgers, actually.
I thought you were going to steal my deviled eggs. Don't steal my deviled eggs. Okay. You're saying hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
I mean, I'm going to take the easy point and say beer.
Yeah.
Who's winning immunity? The first individual immunity.
Boy,
will a person returning from Edge get an immunity challenge or an immunity idol like they did last time?
I could see that happening. I don't know. Okay. Who's left that's good at the physical challenges?
Well, you have to think who's good at the physical challenges, but then also who's not going to paint themselves as a target as good at physical challenges. Like, you know, Jeremy is very good at physical challenges, but Jeremy is also very smart and knows not to...
Trying to play it cool. Yeah. I'll say Ben wins immunity.
God damn it. I feel like we're always on the same wavelength with this season, because every time you predict somebody, I'm like, that's who I was going to pick.
Yep.
Okay. Well, if you're picking Ben, I'm going to pick... You know what? I'm going to pick Sophie, actually.
Okay.
I remember her being pretty decent at challenges in her first season. And I don't think anybody's expecting her to be good at challenges, so I could see that. Who is getting voted out?
I'm going to say Adam.
I know. It's bad news for him, I think. I'm not going to pick him, though. I picked him last week, and it didn't happen. I'm going to pick Ben, actually.
Okay.
I think Ben is glad handing... I think I think Ben will be glad-handing too much to too many people. And yes, I may be using that phrase incorrectly, but I think you know what I mean.
Man, you're going to keep using it that way. No one can stop you.
Yeah. What, you're going to arrest me? There's no police anymore. Did you hear 500 New York police officers have COVID now?
I did hear that. That's a lot of cops having that.
That's what that Stroke song was about.
Yep.
And also, if Duncan or Outback appear at the Merge Feast, that's a point for either one of us. So that's exciting. You know what else is exciting?
What?
New season of The Challenge. Total Madness starts on Wednesday. And guess what? They are, in fact, quarantined by coincidence. So,
what incredible synergy.
It really... Do you think MTV created the coronavirus?
Yes.
So that...
Yes, I do. I don't even need there to be a reason for it. Yes, I believe that.
I read somewhere that it was not created by humans, but you don't know who MTV employs.
MTV's not a human.
MTV's not a human. They're a corporation. Wait, are corporations humans yet?
Oh, they are. They are. Sorry.
I forgot about that
Supreme Court ruling.
They did make that rule. Cool country we live in. I might move to Canada for real. Also, Thomas, did you know the year of Sandra is over now?
That's true.
I was kind of expecting this to end, the year of Sandra to end with her winning a third time. But guess not.
No, the year of Sandra is officially over.
Well, what a year it was. I can't believe we really did that for a full year.
Yeah,
I was like looking back at the schedule and it's like, oh yeah, we were watching Pearl Islands a year ago.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable run, but it's over now.
Yeah, yeah. We had one poor season, but that's all right. We had three really good seasons with her, 2.5. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. You can follow me at Jake Scheidel on Twitter. Also, Thomas.
Follow me at TomNotTom. I have been retweeting. I have succumbed to tweeting about the same sort of like quote tweet like clickbait shit that everyone else has, where it's like, what are the top TV sitcom themes or whatever?
Yeah, why not?
What are your top three?
Why not?
My top three were 1, Becker, 2, Becker, and 3, Becker.
Number three is the same. My number three is actually also Becker. My number two is Cheers, obviously, and my number one is, of course, Lost.
Yes.
There's no theme song that will ever compare to Lost's. Sorry to say.
That will compare
to... Yeah, it's fantastic. It's legendary. It's iconic, as the kids say.
Folks, we all love it.
We do love it. Gonna rewatch Lost in quarantine, even though I've seen it 100 times. That's not true. I'm not gonna do that. I've watched Lost enough times through that I don't want to do it again for probably 10 years.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good.
I might watch like The Constant at some point, but
yeah, like I could see watching an episode of it, yeah. But I don't feel the need to watch all of it again.
That one with the red shoes. Basically, any singular Desmond episode, I think. Wait, is The Constant the one with the red shoes? Or is that a different Desmond episode? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, Year of Sandra's over. Time for the Year of Lost. That would be like 3 years, I think, if we do one episode a week. Review us on Apple Podcasts. Got all the time in the world to do that.
Why aren't you doing it?
Did we give the base review, boilerplate review last week? I don't remember.
Man, you've been on Reddit for too long.
Oh, yeah. Any time on Reddit is too long.
Yes, but I'll give it again. It's cool. This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Alrighty. Well, as we've said the last few weeks, have a great quarantine.
Deuces. I don't want to talk about things we've gone through. Though it's hurting me, now it's history. I played all
and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory.
I want this to end.
Yeah, I would also like it to end.
I love not having to go into work, but I also like making money, so...
Yeah. I'm at least getting paid, so, like, I can't really complain on that part of it, but I do like
being able to... work for the government?
I do. I work for the city of Grand Rapids.
Nice. You and Mayor Bliss friends? Is she still the mayor?
Yes. Yes.
That's good.
Mayor Rob Bliss.
Mayor Rob Bliss, finally! Like, taking instead of voting this place. Year, we're gonna have a pillow fight. Whatever happened to that dude?
I like that we thought that dude was a fucking phony when we were like 16.
Yeah.
I think we were right.
I heard that he moved here to Chicago and like started his own.
Of course he did.
His own, like, event business or something.
I'm shocked that he didn't try and do, like, some sort of, like, startup thing.
I think that might
seems
be
like
what
something
he did.
I wouldn't be surprised. That is absolutely something he would do.
I feel like I went to his website a few years ago just to see what he was up to, and it was just, like, a stock image of, like, the Chicago Lakeshore. And
they're like, good.
Rob Bliss events, and basically the website was just a digital business card.
Yep.
Like, oh, so things are going real well for this guy, huh?
Gotta keep the grift going somehow.
Man. I would Google him, but my internet died and I don't care enough to look it up on my phone. Yeah, okay, wait, here's a line from the notes that I took this week. She said something like, I deserved it that time and I deserve it this time. Can you say that as Michelle?
I deserved it that time and I deserve it this time.
It's so good.
She drags out all of her words.
I think she's from New Jersey. I don't know if that's how they talk there, but that's really funny. She sounds like what?
I kind of raise up the last little syllable of each word. And it goes, I deserve to win. I can't even do it. Gotta pay attention to how she talks.
I'm never not going to be able to hear that now.
And her mouth. It's like, ugh, I don't like to even watch her talk.
Hooray! We did it!